Closing your eyes. Nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth as you connect today to the energy in your throat chakra. The throat chakra is all about resonance and vibration. And negative experiences teach us to deny and withhold our truth. We're punished for disagreeing with our parents. We're teased for admitting we're afraid. We're misunderstood when we try to explain ourselves. So we begin to repress our truth. And as we repress any part of our truth, we restrict the vibration in our throat chakra. And when we're out of our truth, we're living a lie. And lies are the shadow of the throat chakra. Feeling a cool blue light activating your throat chakra. Breathe in and exhale with sound as you activate the vibration in your throat. Each breath consciously connecting to the element of ether, vibration. Asking your throat to reveal to you more about the lies you hold, and even more importantly, about the areas where you're not living your truth. We can dive in and start with the area of white lies. What white lies do you tell to be tactful or polite? And why do you do this? To spare others, to gain the love of others, to create connection? Where do you tell yourself white lies? Broken promises. Where do you fail to keep your spoken commitment or promise? Why do you break your word? Do you have a hard time committing or following through to things you say? When something better comes along, do you abandon your word? And where do you break promises and commitments to yourself? Fabrication. Do you tell others something you don't know for sure is true? Do you ever gossip or spread rumors? Do you use gossip as a means of connection, or do you gossip to make yourself better than someone else? Exaggeration. Where do you feel the need to enhance a truth by adding lies to it? Do you feel what you're doing or who you are isn't enough? What areas do you exaggerate in? And where do you exaggerate situations for yourself and why? Lies of deception. Where do you hold back facts or create a false impression? Do you believe you can't have what you want if you tell the truth? Do you feel you won't be loved? Where do these lies show up in your body? Can you tune into your body and see where you're feeling any tightness, tension, sensation? You're just noticing, not judging. And even more importantly, then the lies we tell others are the lies that we are living. When we're out of our truth, we're living a lie. What areas of your life are you living a lie? Take a few minutes to reflect on the areas where you're not fully living your truth. Now, if you wish to release any of those lies, you can speak them aloud now. And it's very powerful to take them from out of the body and release them. This is why the act of confession is so powerful. We can release through speaking our fears, our guilt, our shame, our grief. So this is your opportunity to speak any lies that you have been holding in and releasing them. As you're speaking the lies, just noticing what shows up in the body. Is there discomfort? Is there fear or anxiety? Is there resistance? Is there relief? What emotions and sensations arise in the body as you release any lies? With all the lies you've uncovered and released, taking a moment and making a commitment to being in and loving your truth as much as possible, committing to cleaning up any areas in your life where you aren't fully living your truth. And we're going to take a couple minutes here to speak out loud. What are you committing your word to being truthful about? What commitment are you making to living a fully authentic and truthful life? We'll seal the practice with three sounds of Om. One, two, three. Om.